Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, families. Yadira, one more time. The positively autistic Yadira in the Happy Kingdom. It's been a couple of weeks. I have been sick. My daughter has been sick. The super moon, its intensity, and how that is a reality in our families. Yes, for those who do not know, the full moon in 90% of the cases does affect an individual in the spectrum. But this show is not about the moon. It's just a reminder of what we go through and what we need and what occurs in our household. Part of the process that everyone around us must go through, understanding what happens in our lives. Today's show is about the media, it's about politicians, it's about advocacy, and it is about not being scared. My daughter, back in April, we had the incredible opportunity to meet Teacher Chris from Special Books by Special Kids, and it was a magical encounter, 1 hour of pure delight. I did not know how exciting it was going to be to see my daughter just being herself and to meet someone like Teacher Chris, who is living proof that special needs are not scary, that autism is not scary. And that is exactly what my daughter told him when he asked, "What is autism?" My daughter had never shared these words with me. And she said, with her eyes a little bit gone in La La Land, as we parents know our kids are, and it does happen constantly in many of our households, she goes, "Autism is not scary. Autism is a beautiful heart deep inside you." We were floored. Teacher Chris just looks at her. He tries to remain composed and continue to extract from her, you know, all of this wisdom from the mouth of a then almost 8-year-old. And me as a mom, my heart is beating faster than ever because we had never spoken about that. This came from her. So here we are, 6 months later, after that incredible interview. Her video with Teacher Chris has almost 1 million views. Very exciting. A newspaper in Peru, without us knowing it, translated the interview and reported about it. Incredible. But it has stopped there. That message that my daughter wholeheartedly sent, autism is not scary, has remained in oblivion, in social media oblivion, in politicians' world oblivion, in the rest of society, in their oblivion. Why is that? Because the rest of the world is scared, even when you have an 8-year-old telling them autism is not scary. Even when you have an adult in the spectrum who works, committed, responsible, being one of the best employees any business could have, proving to them by their actions that autism is not scary, people are still afraid. The media, it's incredible. Here you have Ben Affleck, and I've spoken about this before, who played an incredible role in the film The Accountant. He played the role of a superhero. And he had the opportunity, and he chose, this was a choice that he made, to speak to his kid about autism, what his views were, and getting to hear from his kids, get their input, how they felt about it. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Only People magazine did a brief interview about this incredible step Ben Affleck took, but it did not become a part of the whole pop culture craze. It did not become the item that everyone was talking about. This is once again, something else that remains in oblivion, and there is no reason for this. Why is this still happening? Because the decision makers in politics, in the media outlets, magazines, newspapers, in academia, they have not made the choice to send the message, autism is not scary, special needs are not scary. There is a need to have every single well-known, most famous actor, politician, academia, Nobel Prize winner to be a part of a campaign. My daughter should be a part of that. The kids of so many families I know must be a part of that. Autism is not scary. Say it loud, say it proud. This week, an incredible event took place in the White House. There was a forum on, and let me read that to you, White House Forum on Disability Narratives in the Media. It took place on Monday, November 14, 2016, with the hashtag Disability in Media, with the hashtag Hollywood Inclusion. What surprised me the most and disappointed me the most, not one single media outlet covered this event. 30 seconds, people. That is all it takes. The White House, President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, in their Twitter pages, did not mention this event was taking place in the White House. Myself, I was not invited. It's a pity. I wish someday I will be invited. Maybe expressing all of this will not get me invited, but that is okay. I'm leaving my mark by sharing with you my thoughts on what it is that I believe needs to happen in order to see the divide broken, in order to experience the reality of inclusion, in order to experience diversity. Today, I went on a rampage on Twitter and I found all of these executives for CBS, for NBC, all of these powerhouse people that are making decisions about what is going to be presented on TV. And I must say, a lot of us parents who have wonderful ideas, who need to be a part of this process, we are not included. Why? Because we are not close to the movers and the shakers. But here I am sharing my thoughts, my words. We need to be a part of the movers and the shakers. We need to be a part of the narrative. We need to be a part of the creative process. We need to be a part of the action. Because we are the ones living autism. We are the ones guiding our children. We are the ones opening the doors for employability for our kids, which is a huge, huge concern for many of us. My daughter is 8.5 now. What is going to happen to her? The way I see things now, particularly when you have politicians, the media, and academia not making the decision to verbalize, we are not afraid. We are going to expose the reality of what autism is in many households in a variety of formats, animation, movies, playgrounds. I have a whole list. This is why I wrote my book, Autism, the Happy Kingdom, because I want to open the door for all families in the autism spectrum to feel included. Yes, that many of the roles, when you think of the media, they must speak in principle, but that's why you have sign language or a variety of communication devices. A particular device was used in the Disability Narratives in the Media Forum in the White House, a robot that allowed a very famous Hollywood actor to be a part of this event. Let me get you the name because this is important, okay? Technology does not present limitations at this moment at all, whatsoever. And who is limiting what happens? Danny Woodburn. Where did he go in my list of messages? Danny Woodburn. He's been in many movies. Today, my daughter watched Santa's Bodies, and he's one of the elves. And you see his face, and you know, you're going to know immediately who am I talking about. He was a part of this forum. Power shakers, the movers, and the interest, the communication, the dialogue cannot remain only within that circle that have access to power, to the producers, to the decision makers. As I read some of the messages from the incredible individuals in the spectrum who participated in this forum in the White House, my respect to all of them, hats off, above all their parents, above all their advocates, above all their teachers who have guided them and led them to this point to be in a position that they get invited to the White House. This is a wonderful first step, but more needs to be done. Who is talking to the media executives, NBC, Fox, HBO, Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, the real decision makers when it comes to the messages that are going to be transmitted in movies, in the news, newspapers, magazines, the list goes on. How can it change? How can the message, autism is not scary, be a part of the pop culture? The pop culture craze, then it is scary at the same time. Many parents are not going to be happy to be exposing their kids and to be exposing their realities. I am aware of that. But the rest of the world, those who are not living and surviving autism, they need to see what is going on in many of our households. They need to see a nonverbal adult with autism struggling to communicate, and the only way he can communicate is through anxiety, is through self-injurious behavior, it is through opening doors, it is through sensory issues, it is through not sleeping from 2 to 5 in the morning during the full moon or the new moon. The list goes on. On the other hand, you have these other individuals in the spectrum who have the capability to verbalize their thoughts or their interests. My daughter, 2.5 years old, 6 years ago, she had a massive regression. I've said this before. She stopped talking, and my daughter was completely disconnected. She was gone. She was learning 3 languages. She was losing motor skills. She had all of these medical issues that needed to be addressed. And I received the message, autism is medical, address the medical issues, and your daughter will come back. My daughter is back. My daughter speaks. You can have access to a couple of her videos on the page where the recording is. The podcast is located. And my daughter has a voice. And my daughter's voice is incredible, incredibly valid. I keep asking her, what do you remember from that time when you were little? And she is remembering a lot. Smells, she's remembering locations, outings, and she tells me, how did you feel? And I ask her, do you remember when you had meltdowns in the metro in Athens and we had to get out of the metro and me find a corner and let you blow out your steam at that moment that you needed to, and I didn't know as a parent what to do? No, she does not remember this. But there have been instances here where I've asked her, why did you say that? Why did you feel that way? And now she has the capability to explain. So through my daughter, other families may be able to further understand, and my daughter and the kids of many other families in the spectrum who can communicate what it is, how they feel, what it is, how they felt when their bodies and minds were not in 100% control. And we are using therapies, we are using biomedical approach, we are using homeopathy, we are using psychotherapy, all of these alternative medicine and protocols that exist that provide quality of life. The rest of the world doesn't know about this. And a basic message, basic idea of autism is not scary, special needs are not scary, no one is sharing this. It open up the door for the presentation of the rest of the realities. Why is it important to present these realities? Because if Stephanie Sennett's research, a professor from MIT, who states the current conditions of the food production chain, of the toxins in our environment, in our food chain, and the list goes on, if everything continues the way it is, before 2030, one in two kids in the United States will have neurological damage, mild, moderate to severe, and the wide array of medical issues that brings. Politicians, academia, we need to talk about this. If we don't have a population ready to handle this truth, ready to deal with the fact that one in two kids in this country may have neurological damage, what's going to happen? And here I am, a mom with incredible needs by herself, trying to find ways for her daughter to have a voice, trying to find ways to open the door for her daughter. And I ask of every parent to do the same thing. You have the power. You have the means. We have shared this line before, this idea before. I trust the spirit within me. Go to your faith. Go to your strength. Go to your beliefs. Yes, our road is a difficult one. Raising a child or taking care of an adult with special needs at whatever degree, it is the hardest thing we can ever do. The rest of the world needs to know that. Media, politicians, academia, the rest of society needs to know this, and they need to lose the fear. How can we change that? I am here making an effort, like I said. Like I said, number one, top actors, politicians will say loud and proud, autism is not scary, special needs are not scary, everywhere, every day. We need a campaign. 1 minute videos, 30 seconds to bombard specific hours during shows, the Grammys, the Oscars, Tony Awards, the list goes on. Number two, we need TEDx talks with individuals that have labels that have been labeled as disabled, but in our world, as we keep realizing, they are incredibly abled, and many people can attest to this. And parents like me that have clear and straightforward messages. Yes, I cannot beat around the bush. I have to be straightforward. I can be blunt. My family tells me, but relax. Why are you so intense? I have to be intense. My life, my daughter is teaching me, I need to be intense, and I am her voice. Number three, there must be greater interaction with top business schools and marketing departments. Academia, wake up. I have written at least 20 letters to the top business schools, Harvard, Stanford, Northwestern University, DePaul University, where I went to school, London Business School. I have a couple more international ones that I'm going to be sending to. There's the need to organize contests where the students either are going to write a 3-page paper, create a minimum, a 1-minute animated film, or create a 2-page newsletter presenting a summary for a marketing campaign targeting the idea that autism is not scary or special needs are not scary. We need to involve the next generation. That's why I wrote my book, Autism, The Happy Kingdom. Families with kids between 6 and 12 years old must at night read my book. Why? Because it's important. It is needed. Now, listen to my daughter. She just made 2 videos. She was inspired. I loved it. And these are her words. These are her thoughts. I included the link. You're going to be able to see them on the page. She wants her own TV show. She wants to be represented, and she wants to have a show about a princess with autism. And there are countless of other ideas how to present this. We want to be a part of this. We need to be a part of this. Myself, my daughter, and countless families. I found a very interesting blog on diversity, very brilliant young lady, what she put together. Again, I have sent this note to Hollywood and UK actors, advocates, TV executives, academia, politicians, the White House. So far, I have not gotten a response, and I ask you, what do you think is going to happen? I have been most impressed by the UK. 2 events this week. There's the show, The Only Way is Essex. it can be so trivial and it can be so fake, but I have to give them so much credit. Sometimes they come up with the most incredible lines, 20, 15, 30 second segments where they are presenting reality. Their last episode for this last season, Tommy, this young man who has this incredible smile, his girlfriend is Georgia, I believe she's Greek-British, and they are a very intense couple, very powerful, the way they treat each other, very special, very honest, very raw, and Tommy has dyslexia. More than 1 million people watch The Only Way FX on a nightly basis, and the show has been on for, what, 4 years already, maybe more. And Tommy went to a school, and he spoke about his dyslexia. Who was by his side? Georgia. That Tommy is 28, maybe, not even 30, he may be more. And Tommy still has a lot of difficulty reading. The power of the media. 15-second segment presenting reality. And this young man letting the world know, yes, I cannot read. I'm not a good reader. It is very difficult. I had a horrible time when I was a teenager. And he, look at me where I am in a show that is being watched by millions. Bam. The UK, total respect. The United States, dream on. This is not happening. Something else I found in the UK, the process of hiring a brand new teacher. Who? This young man, Joe Westlake, one of the co-founders of Positively Autistic. He is working on his dissertation to become a teacher. His dissertation is going to be about inclusion. And here he is interviewing because he wants to start teaching immediately. The interview process includes a test, which was difficult. Joe, my respect, you tried, my friend. An interview, group interview, a teaching session, and what I like the most, they asked every candidate in this show, in this interview process, to walk around the school and talk about what they see is positive. As far as I know, this is not happening in this country, in the United States of America. Why? I don't get it. So I have to say, there's a lot that needs to be done, and it cannot be done alone. I cannot be the only one talking about this. Fear, it's only up to us to break it. It's only up to us to address it, deal with it, eliminate it, just do something about it. But fear cannot be a part of our existence. The media has to stop the fear of not trying, because according to them, it's not going to sell. Believe me, it is going to sell when you tell people that this is the right thing, when you tell people that autism is not scary, special needs are not scary. People are going to get it. Try it and you'll see. I found these incredible graphs. I've included them and images. Great quote, Dan Rather, brilliant man as we know. Fear rules almost every newsroom in the country. Newsroom, decision makers, business executives, media executives. There is fear. We must break away from that. Only you can do it. Talk to me. Talk to incredible people like Danny Woodburn, the advocates for disability, inclusion. They exist. We are here. Fear of the unknown is a terrible fear. John DeVinci. Fear is the highest fence. I want to break down that fence immediately. No doubt about it. Mark Twain. Do the thing you fear most, and the death of fear is certain. And I want the death of fear to be a reality. Not in 50 years. We need to break away, break that fence now. And I need your help. So you're willing to join me. You're willing to keep talking about it. Send me an email, autismhappykingdom@gmail.com. I thank each and every one of you for your time. Autism is not scary. Special needs are not scary. Only you can decide to take the step and let others know that this is the truth. Thank you for your time. Be a positively autistic. This is Yadira in the Happy Kingdom. I thank you, and we'll talk soon. Take care.